Electric vehicles, are you a fan or a skeptic? Well, electric vehicle experts say that Australia could transition to having electric cars as the only new vehicles on offer in 12 years' time. That's if governments make it a priority and offer incentives to both consumers and importers. They're touting benefits to the economy and say the transition will keep Australia internationally competitive. And they say there's potential for Australia as a manufacturer of electric vehicles. Catherine Gregory has been investigating.
2018 is set to be the year the world fully embraces the electric car. We'll see a global tipping point for drivers. As electric models.
This video excerpt from the international magazine The Economist echoes what many are saying in Australia, that electric cars are and must be the future.
This is a change that is occurring internationally. There are quite a lot of benefits attached to that change as well. But you do need to do something to really start the process.
Bayad Jafari from the Electric Vehicles Council says Australia can achieve a vision laid out by the Greens. It wants electric cars to be all new vehicle sales by 2030.
I think the government today looks at, if we do nothing, we expect to see electric vehicle sales making up about 15% of all sales by 2030. That would be far behind most of our trading partners internationally. That would mean that Australian households and Australian businesses are paying much more for transport than our competitors are. Where we are today is very, very far behind the rest of the world.
Bayad Jafari says if Australia doesn't keep up, we'll be paying up to five times more for transport in the future. And even more pressing, he says, is the need for electric vehicle infrastructure, like charging stations, in all corners of the country. That's because we rely on vehicle imports from overseas, and they're rapidly becoming electric.
It will eventually land on our shores, and the cost of having to pay for retrofitting our infrastructure, for suddenly needing quite a lot more electricity generation, or suddenly changing over towards a new technology right across our economy, can have a detrimental impact.
So how do we ensure Australia makes the transition? Gail Broadbent is a postgraduate researcher of electric vehicles at the University of New South Wales.
We need to have a really good network of recharges across the nation so that people can travel from one city to another. Mostly fast chargers in those cases. We need a lot more models of cars. Most of those are in the upper price points and we would need more in the cheaper range. We also would need to think about people who don't have off-street parking.
And she says the government needs to impose lower vehicle emission standards for importers.
So that there is an incentive for them to import electric vehicles, because when you average the emissions across a brand, you need to have more and more electric vehicles to bring that number down.
While the Minister for Energy and Environment, Josh Frydenberg, supports the uptake of electric cars, he's not yet indicated his view on that incentive. It could be because of opposition within. Government backbencher Craig Kelly recently challenged the notion that electric cars should attract a taxpayer-funded subsidy. But Bayad Jafari remains optimistic about the emerging industry's future, and he sees Australia being a hub of international investment and jobs growth as it transitions to becoming a manufacturer of electric vehicles.
We're already seeing investors from around the world look at Australia and say, we can manufacture batteries efficiently here in Australia. And we can also look at manufacturing electric vehicles in Australia. That's not an industry that exists for us anymore in the traditional sector, in the internal combustion engine sector. But certainly when we look at electric vehicles, we can play a role in that sector.
Bayad Jafari is CEO of the Electric Vehicles Council. Catherine Gregory reporting.